President Bush and Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon met for more than an hour this afternoon in the Oval Office. While they were meeting, word came from the Middle East of another suicide bomb attack in Israel, this one in a small town south of Tel Aviv. At least 15 people were killed in the blast and dozens were injured. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne joins us now. Don, has there been any reaction from the two leaders to the bombing?
There has. The president's national security adviser, Condoleezza Rice, told us tonight that Mr. Bush reacted with, quote, disgust. During a brief Q&A with a small group of U.S. and Israeli reporters in the Oval Office immediately following the meeting between the president and Sharon, interestingly, the bombing didn't come up. But again, there were very few details at that time. They didn't know it was a suicide bombing at that time. They didn't know of the fatalities. So we got no reaction here from Sharon. But he did tonight, right after he left here, cancel a meeting he had planned on Capitol Hill and is now himself heading back to Israel to deal with all of this.
What, if anything, came of their meeting today?
The most concrete thing was that CIA Director George Tenet is going to make another trip to the Middle East. He has been there before, trying to figure out a way to stop the violence so they could get into some serious peace talks. There's something called the Tenet Plan. Well, now Tenet will be going back there, the president says, to try to revive security cooperation between the Israelis and the Palestinian Authority. It is something which has literally been in a shambles for months now. And that security force, that joint security cooperation, has long been one of the administration's goals as they try to move this forward, to try to get it back in place. But again, I have to say, these are just baby steps. It will be another high-profile visit to the region, but this is just to begin to get dialogue going, to see how such a security force might be put back in place. There's no such mechanism to just reestablish it right now.
Talk a little bit about the dialogue that must have gone on during this meeting. I mean, President Bush has said the U.S. is a very strong supporter of Israel, and but he and Sharon certainly have differences over how to proceed, don't they?
And they still do. Here's a good example of it. The question of a Palestinian state came up in that Q&A after the meeting. And President Bush was asked about his previous statements that the end goal of all of this has to be the creation of a Palestinian state that can live in security and in peace right beside Israel. He was asked, is that still your goal? The president said, yes, he's still committed to a Palestinian state. Short answer. The question was put to Prime Minister Sharon, and his answer was that the question is premature, that reforms have to be put in place first. So they're not even ready to acknowledge what the end goal of all of this has to be, and that is a major difference.
Well, not speaking of the end goal, how about the next step? You mentioned George Tenet going to the Middle East to try and establish a Palestinian security force. I mean, really, what's next in the administration's attempt to kind of revive the idea of the peace process in the Middle East?
The Bush administration wants to keep talking to anybody and everybody they can talk to about this, getting input from everywhere, literally. They're meeting with King Abdullah of Jordan tomorrow. The president is here at the White House. There'll be more phone calls. There'll be more activity on the part of Colin Powell, the Secretary of State. The president's press secretary made the point today that since taking office, Mr. Bush has had 55 phone conversations with heads of Arab states in an effort to find some answers. That talk is going to continue.
NPR's White House correspondent, Don Gagne. Thanks, Don.
Thank you.